This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two Montana communities have voted to approve the Green Power Program, which, pending approval by the Montana Public Service Commission, will add a new renewable energy source for local governments, businesses, and eventually residents to tap into. If the program is approved by the PSC, any local government, commercial or industrial customer of Northwestern Energy can sign a subscription agreement to participate through the depreciable life of the project, estimated at 25 years. Residents will be able to opt in as well if they live in a jurisdiction that has signed on to the Green Power Project and are Northwestern Energy customers. Residents will have the option to sign on for a shorter length of time. Officials say the program allows customers with clean electricity goals, including cities, to get closer to 100% without being limited by Northwestern's portfolio, which includes around 58% of renewable energy sources. The Green Power Program is key to getting Bozeman and Missoula to their 100% clean electricity goals and will help decarbonize the electrical grid. By approving the program, Bozeman and Missoula committed to bring the Green Power Program with Northwestern Energy before the Public Service Commission. Right now, the cities are not paying for the program since the costs have yet to be determined. If approved, the program will seek proposals to build the new renewable energy project, with construction anticipated to begin in late 2025 or early 2026. At that time, the cost and benefits will be determined and local governments opt into the program, opening the door for other Northwestern Energy customers to participate. The Bozeman City Commission approved the program in November. In 2020, the commission pledged that the city would use 100% clean electricity by 2030. Northwestern Energy has insisted on continuing with fossil fuels like coal and natural gas and does not share Missoula or Bozeman's clean electricity goals. Net neutrality by 2050, Northwestern's goal, is much different than 100% clean electricity by 2030, Missoula's and Bozeman's goals. Despite being a first for Montana, many neighboring states, including Wyoming, South Dakota, and a project pending approval in Idaho, have already implemented green tariff programs, which are particularly useful for customers in states with vertically integrated utilities with no retail choice, which is the case in Montana. Various types of renewable energy like solar and wind will be included, provided that the power source is new and there will be the potential for backup storage. There's a 50 megawatt cap on new renewable energy generation for the Green Power Project. The cap is much higher than the net metering limit for what homes or individual businesses with solar panels can generate. Per state law, that's limited to 50 kilowatts. Participation in the program is optional, and any possible costs or benefits would only affect those subscribing. The program will not affect those already producing their own power through a net metered system. Amy Sillenberg, executive director of Climate Smart Missoula, a nonprofit focused on climate solutions, was frustrated with the pace of the project, but said it was a good step forward. Sillenberg said the 100% clean electricity goal can't really be reached without Northwestern or without local elected officials adding support in the form of policy and commitment. Sillenberg said, "We can't get here by just a bunch of do-gooders in the community." Bridger Bowl Ski Area, 16 miles north of Bozeman, is offering free lift tickets for people with season passes to other ski areas that are closed. Season pass holders for Teton Pass Ski Area in northwestern Montana, west of Shoto, Maverick Mountain in the Beaverhead National Forest in southwestern Montana, Blacktail Mountain Ski Area in northwestern Montana above the western shore of Flathead Lake, and Turner Mountain Ski Area in northwest Montana, 22 miles north of Libby, can instead ski at Bridger Bowl until or if those areas open and can honor their season passes. Along with Bridger Bowl, Showdown Montana and Discovery Ski Area are also offering lift tickets to those out-of-luck season pass holders. People with season passes to the four closed ski areas can get three free lift tickets in the month of January at Bridger Bowl by taking their season passes to the Bridger Bowl ticket window for redemption. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.